Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with The Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, friendo. Steve here.
Hey, Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. We're going to try to keep this one brief today because you've got your second shot today. Larson, are you excited?
Going right there.
Ooh.
I'm excited. I'm excited to get it over with. Yeah.
It's going to be fun to deal with tonight for SmackDown.
Anyways. Yeah. It'd be an interesting day playing a Grand Theft Auto Online later today, too.
Oh, boy. I wonder when it's going to hit you. Anyways, let's get right into what's in the news.
What's in the news? So this is it. I'm not sure what to make of this.
Okay.
This is interesting. Right. So WrestleTalk is reporting that on a recent episode of the Jim Cornette Experience, co-host Brian Lass stated that, this quote is from WrestleTalk, there may have been angry messages and emails between Cody and members of the Elite, so that'd be Kenny and the Young Bucks, and that Cody had been kept off being the Elite because there's apparently heat between him and Kenny and the Young Bucks. So Sean Ross Sapp talked about this rumor on a recent Fightful Select Q&A. And by the way, go subscribe to Fightful Select. And this is what Sean Ross Sapp had to say. These transcripts are from WrestleTalk as well. Quote, I've heard the rumors. I haven't heard from any talents. I haven't heard that from any executives, but I've heard it's worth me asking about. It is not something that wrestlers are talking about, and it's not been something that I've asked about a ton.
So let's just say this out front. Grain of salt. Grain of salt, and even Sean Ross Sapp is saying, I've been, I've heard it's worth me asking about. So, dude, we've talked about this a lot on our AEW recaps. There are two universes within AEW. There's
Cody's universe and everything else.
There's the Elite verse, which is like everything, except Cody, the Nightmare stuff is in a bubble. It's totally in a bubble, and it's fascinating.
And it's very interesting that basically since Dynamite has been on the air, there has not been a lot of crossover between Cody and Kenny and the Young Bucks. There has not been, especially the last year, I don't know if there's been any Dynamite.
I know.
There might have been a little bit early on.
So,
but outside of that, I don't feel like there's been hardly any on-screen interaction between the Elite, like as in the group of guys who started the company with Tony Khan.
Yeah.
You know, we see play between Kenny and the Young Bucks and Hangman Page as well. But Cody's kind of existed for the longest time outside of that.
Hangman and the Bucks and Kenny, they have been very much involved in their stories. And I believe that Hangman has been split from all that for a very specific reason, which is going to loop him right back into the world title picture later this year, probably.
Yes, 100%.
Cody recently, let's just track back with Cody's stuff. Cody right now is basically feuding with his own, like a branch of his own faction. Like his faction basically split into two. There's QT people and then him. So that's what he's in right now. So he's just basically taking it. That's his own universe, his own civil war, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Before that, he did the Shaq Jade Cargill thing. He did before that.
It was TNT title stuff.
TNT title stuff. Where he did, he dropped it to Darby.
Brody first.
He dropped it to Brody, got it back because he was filming.
And then dropped it to Darby.
And then dropped it to Darby.
Yeah.
But when he dropped it to Brody, it's not like he was gone. He didn't feud with the Dark Order. He was just gone.
Yeah, he went to do a TV show.
And then he came back and then just won a match. Won the strap match or whatever it was.
The dog collar match.
The dog collar match. Yeah, thank you. Before that, he was doing the open challenge thing. So he was just pulling people from the indie ranks.
And before that, it was MJF.
And before that, it was MJF. Yeah. Yeah.
And before that, it was Sean Spears.
Sean Spears. Who did he lose? Was it Jericho? He lost the title, the match.
Yeah.
Because then he couldn't do that anymore.
And then, of course, at the very first Double or Nothing, that it was a match against Dustin.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's only made reference, very, very slight reference to them. Like, you know, he'll be in the ring for a promo and he'll say something like, you know, well, you know, my friends are acting weird or something like that. I forget exactly what it was, but he makes like these promo passing references. Yeah.
Well, he was doing a promo about how essentially that he was in kayfabe alone.
The landscape had changed around him. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And now, here's the thing. This is all circumstantial. None of this means there's any problems between Cody, the Young Bucks, Kenny. This could simply be a situation where Cody is like, I have ideas I'd like to explore.
Yeah.
I'm going to carve out my little piece of dynamite and just do that myself.
Mm-hmm.
And Kenny and the Young Bucks can be like, cool. We'll focus on our stuff. And at some point, you know, if it makes sense, we'll bring the band back together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That could conceivably be what it is.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out. I don't watch. There was this period where we'd watch Being the Elite. And then, you know, I got enough of it where I was like, well, the best thing about it was Brody. And then we lost him. And there's still good stuff. Like, I, you know, every there once is. In a while, there's still good. Hangman's really good on it.
But. And here's the thing, too, is the cast of Being the Elite has grown so large at this point. And it's entirely possible Cody's just like, I'm busy with work stuff. My wife's expecting. We have a lot of other great talent that maybe could use that time on Being the Elite way more than I could.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to step back.
Yeah.
That makes all the sense in the world.
It does. It does. And this will just be an interesting thing to keep our eyes on, you know, but there definitely are two different universes. And you would think that if he's able to have his own slice of the pie, like that would be enough. And why would there be any tension let's just say that, you know, there have been angry emails exchanged. What would be the genesis of that? You know, I don't know. I don't know what that would be, but you know, they're all in the same promotion and they're all EVPs. And yeah, I mean, look, going back, you know, Cody and the Young Bucks don't come from the same place. Cody and the Young Bucks and Kenny and Hangman, they don't come from the same place. Like Cody was in WWE early, you know, The other guys are all New Japan, PWG, Ring of Honor. It's a different thing. So I don't know. So, you know, it would not shock me if some of this stuff leaked out, if they ended up turning it into an angle and being kind of tongue in cheek about it. Who knows? You know, it would not shock me next week if Being the Elite, Cody showed up and they made a joke about it, you know, because that's sort of what they do.
Yes. If they
don't do that, if this blows up and they don't do that, if they ignore it, it's probably some fire there. Anyways, but yeah, you know what? None of that excuses that Deadspin article, by the way. Boy, people are crapping all over that, rightfully so. Like, what kind of professional publication puts something like that out? Anyways, oh no, this is sad. This is breaking news to me. What's going on? New Japan is postponing Wrestling Grand Slam.
Yeah, they announced it today. That's what they had to say about it. Quote, on Friday, May 7th, the Japanese government announced an extension to the state of emergency currently in place in Tokyo and other prefectures. In light of this announcement, as well as current COVID-19 infection status, and in order to prevent any potential further spread of the virus, New Japan Pro Wrestling has arrived at the decision to postpone the Wrestling Grand Slam events in Yokohama Stadium and the Tokyo Dome, previously scheduled for May 15th and 29th, respectively. New dates for both events are currently being finalized. More information will follow as soon as becomes available.
Well, that's a bummer, but it's you know, there's a lot of we're still dealing with this pandemic. You know, it's still happening, and you know, we've done decently well here in the United States in terms of getting the vaccine out. I think I read somewhere like 45%. Have had at least the first shot. 33% have had both shots, something like that.
Yeah.
Now we're just working on the people who, I think NPR the other day said that only 15% of people polled said they're never going to get the vaccine. So I think there is an amount of people who are simply waiting to see, hey, you know, we just want to see how this plays out a little bit. I can understand the reluctance because who wants to put something in their body? But you know, a lot of places, India is being hit terribly right now. A lot of places in the world are not getting it as easy as maybe we are over here. So, you know, it's still a big deal everywhere.
And it is. And it's a pretty massive deal.
Yeah. Talk about a massive deal. Jordynne Grace has signed a new deal with who? Impact, baby.
Impact Wrestling's the place to be.
She announced on the PWI podcast that she has signed a new multi-year contract and added, these transcripts come to you via Fightful, I still feel like there's more for me to do here and a lot of potential for growth. I feel like at Impact, I have opportunities to do things that I might not be able to do in other companies. That's one of the main reasons I decided to stick around. Fightful had previously reported that Grace's contract with Impact was set to expire this month. Also, in the Fightful article about that, they said one company had been very interested in her, but she elected one other company, but she elected to stay with Impact. I think that's great, man. We've been having a blast watching Impact. It's been a lot of fun.
She is a cornerstone of that company. You know,
absolutely.
I mean, she's such a huge part of that company. Not just the women's division. That company. They're obviously building the women's division around her and Deonna Purrazzo. Mm-hmm. And you know, Deonna's had that belt, the Knockouts title, for a long time already. You know, and yeah, both Jordynne Grace and Deonna Purrazzo are just huge aspects of Impact Wrestling as a whole. Jordynne Grace is still only 25.
Yep. Yeah.
You know,
so
I know in an interview not that long ago, she said, you know, at some point that would be still, you know, an option to consider.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if they were the other company that expressed interest or not. But it's huge for Impact to retain her services for another, you know, few years.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, just continue to grow your brand. She has to understand that Impact really, especially now, Impact has turned a corner, all this stuff with Kenny, and you know, their pay-per-view numbers are pretty good. I think their ratings are improving. I mean, they have signed some good talent. They have got some really great stories going. They're doing some really good things. And yeah, to be a cornerstone of that division. And then, you know, for 2 years, see where the landscape is in 2 years, you know, mm-hmm. see what AEW is doing with their women's division. See what, if NXT, you know, can break through a bit more in, you know, like their viewership numbers, because they do have the best women's division on the planet.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, man, that might be a place where she's like, hey, that's the best division. I want to be on the top of that.
Yes.
Increase her stock even more. So smart move staying with Impact.
It's been a couple of years to build her brand and Impact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, in 2 or 3 years' time when she's in her late 20s instead of her mid 20s,
yeah,
still got plenty of wrestling in her mm-hmm. future. You know, make the leap if she chooses to.
Yeah.
To AEW, WWE. Yeah, it's great for Jordan Grace. It's great for Impact.
Absolutely. Speaking of Impact.
There was one last night
on Twitch.
Yes, we watched it. We co-streamed it with the Enforcer. It's always a blast on our Thursday evenings to watch some Impact and chat with the friendos. We'll do a quick recap here. So we had a qualifying match for this number one contender bout under Siege coming up in about a week.
Mm-hmm.
We had three of them last night. In the first, Chris Sabin defeated Rhino. He's advancing to this number one contender match.
So we've got Chris Bay, Chris Sabin. Was there another one last week?
Yeah, there was. It was the main event last week. Oh, it was the Ed Edwards Sammy Callahan match. That was the qualifier.
Yeah, who won that match?
I think Ed Edwards is in that
match. I think Ed Edwards won that one. Anyways, Taylor Wilde defeated Susan. Taylor Wilde mm-hmm. looked great, by the way, after mm-hmm. being away for 10 years.
Trey Miguel defeated Rohit Raju in another qualifying match. He's in the number one contender match.
It's like just an exhibition match now. And then let's see here. Doc Gallows beat Juice Robinson.
There was a beatdown afterwards.
Yeah, big beatdown.
Because Kenny was like, hey, we need to get her back on our winning ways. I'll be Coach Kenny today.
Mm-hmm, yeah, yeah.
So here's the field. Oh, it's Sammy. Sammy's in the match.
Oh,
so
he won? Okay.
It's Sabin, Bay, Sammy, Cardona, Trey Miguel, and then the main event. We'll get to in a second. The final qualifying match. LP picked up the win over VSK with Loaded Boot.
Oh, he's got that loaded. I'm so glad he brought that to Impact, man. I'm so glad he did that. Rachel Ellering defeated Kiara Hogan. And then next week, they set up Jordan Grace versus Tasha Steeles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the main event, and a really good match. This is a really fun match. Moose defeated James Storm. He is in the match under Siege to see who will become the next number one contender.
You know, dude, I know Moose should be a shoe-in, but it's Impact. They could do anything. They could do anything.
Here's the thing. There's a lot of moving pieces in terms of who's going to get a belt off Kenny first. It makes all the sense, at least from AEW's perspective, if they could have their cake and eat it too, to have Hangman Page be the first person to beat Kenny Omega.
Yeah, I don't think Moose is going to win this. I think it's going to be my early pick. Man, might be. This is for Under Siege.
No.
Oh, Slammiversary, huh?
It might be Sammy.
Yeah, I could see Sammy. I could see maybe Sammy. Sammy's like,
a six-person match is Moose could lose, not eat the pin, obviously.
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
You know? So.
And Sammy versus Kenny could be hot. I mean, Sammy is basically, if not Moose, Sammy's the guy who sort of most easily slides into the main event slot, you know? Mm-hmm. And you know that it's like, wow, that's going to be a good match, you know? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's going to be crazy. Because, like, Kenny loves that shit, too, you know? The you know, I don't know if they do death match, but they should. That'd be rad.
Yeah, no.
Because they're gonna have fans there. Oh man, tonight's Throwback SmackDown.
It is. Tonight is Throwback SmackDown. We have one thing in the preview, one segment. Cesaro battles Seth Rollins.
Oh, okay.
On a special throwback episode of SmackDown.
Never seen that match before. Anyways.
Certainly not at WrestleMania, no.
Nope, not at all. Anyways, that's gonna do it for us. Let us know what you guys think about all this in the comments. Let us are you Team Cody or Team Elite? Which one are you? Let us know in the comments. Well, I'm Team Cody. I think those Young Bucks and Kenny need to cut it out. I don't even know. Anyways, thanks everybody for tuning in. I appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.